Hi, Bill.
Yes.
Hey, Bill, it's John with Local Splash.
All right. Yep.
Hi. Yeah, you called back very quickly. You get a hold of your lady already?
Yeah, she's on the other line. She can hear
Oh.
you.
Okay, hi.
I truly called her. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good.
That's what I like to hear. Especially with everything that's been going on with this world the last couple of years. Well, I was I already kind of spoke with Bill about everything. I don't know if he touched base with you about the program and listing the business on Google. Did you have any questions during that conversation that you wanted me to address?
Yeah, so actually Bill's working right now, so I just wanted him to give you permission to talk to me.
Okay.
And then we'll talk, so he can go back to work, and then I'll do the payment with you. It'll be with my card if that's not a problem. Is that a problem?
No. I just would have to...
Pay the money.
Yeah, so what I would have to do, though, is add her. I'm glad... Just hang on the line. I'm glad that you're here, actually. I'm going to have the Mrs. be... the head of the account, because the billing information is in her name, and then I'll send over the agreement to her in writing, and she'll have to sign off on it, and then you'll still be on the account. I'll add you as like the co-owner, or in the co-owner section. So she's really going to have a lot of the final say, but you'll still be able to make changes, Bill, and then you'll have my number still too. So anytime you need help or you want to change anything, you know, feel free to call in. I'll be happy to hear
from
you.
The customer's going to call my phone, though, not hers, right?
Right, right. And I'm going to want to have you present for a client interview tomorrow, because that's where we sit down and we want to pick your brain as far as the individual services that you're listed for, so that way I can make sure we're not sending you leads from customers that maybe you don't want to go out to. We want to make sure we get the geography right, too. I don't want to have you traveling anywhere you don't want to go or into any neighborhoods you're not comfortable with. So, you know, if I can have you both there during that client interview, that would be good, since you're on the ground out there. You're the one that's actually seeing the clients and doing the work, right?
Right.
Oh, okay.
One question I got is, right this very second, I don't have comp. Is that going to require comp before we can do this, or?
No, that not necessarily in the beginning. Later on, there's a program called Google Guarantee. I don't know if you ever seen those guys at the very top of the screen where it has like a guarantee next to them, and that's where Google will do, you know, more of an in-depth background check, and then they'll offer you like $2,000 worth of insurance or additional insurance in case something happens on a job, and that way the customer is still that much more comfortable working with you. But you know, that would be at least 2 to 3 months down the line. You know, the quickest somebody would get up there would be 2 months. So you won't have to worry about that anytime soon. And then obviously we'll disclose that.
Yeah,
with
I just want to see if this, I want to see if it's going to work before I,
right,
you know, bother
right
with that. I mean,
yeah, that's the key.
About it.
Right. The key is getting your foot in the door and showing you what it could do. Like I already know how the Home Advisor system works, and the guys that are up there now, I mean, if you compare this to Home Advisor, you know, you're going to see a dramatic change. And that's more what I want to happen before we talk about advancing the campaign or even potentially growing your business to where you're hiring more people. So that's a big reason why I dropped the pricing down so much, was just to get your foot in the door, because I know once you see the difference, then it's, I don't got to sell you on it.
Right. Okay. Right. So what do I got to do here now so that she can take over and I can go back to work?
I mean, as long as you're okay with it, I'll just go ahead and create the account with her. As long as she's okay with it as well, you know, I'll just basically verify some information, give a couple notes on a setup process, and then we'll set an appointment for a client interview tomorrow. So I guess before you go, I would just want to know what's a good time where I can have both of you kind of go over everything for about a 30-minute window.
Let me ask you this. How late do you work today?
Today?
I'm off today.
Okay. Let me pull up the calendar here and see. Usually they want us to schedule it the following day, so that way we have time to do the keyword research for your industry. But I could check.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, we don't have availability for today. I would have to double book a time slot. I mean, I can request maybe.
We can do it tomorrow. I can make myself available.
Okay. They want to have time to look up all the services you provide and make sure that we're not listing you for things that people aren't even looking up, right? Sometimes people will type in, best masonry contractor near me instead of just typing in the word masonry. So we might not want to use that if it's not getting traffic. So they actually go in there and look back and see which ones are working the best for the contractors in your industry. And then we use that as the reference point so we know it'll work for you.
Okay, cool. All right, that's fine.
Okay.
All right,
We could do any time, though, if Bill's available. I could do any time tomorrow between basically 10 a.m. all the way up until 6 and 7 p.m. would be the last appointment.
All right. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that'd be awesome. Tomorrow, like at 6 p.m. You'd be home by then, right, Bill?
Tomorrow by 6, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm going to set that up right now. I'm going to call on this phone number, Bill, the 315-391-6899, okay?
When are you going to call on that?
Tomorrow between 6 and 7 p.m.
All right,
and then
good.
I'll send you a text message like 1 hour before so you don't forget, okay?
Right, okay.
All right.
Can I go now? Cause
you're good. You're good. I'll finish up with the missus. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, John.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a great day.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Mrs. Gracie. Hi. Are you still... Okay. How do I say your first name? I'm sorry.
It's DeBrenda.
DeBrenda. Okay. DeBrenda.
Correct.
Okay. My aunt's name was Brenda, so that's how I knew how to spell that one. And the last name is Bracey as well?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to set you as the primary on the account, so I'm going to send you a text with a direct contact line for me. That's how Bill just called in right now. If I'm on the phone with someone, you'll get a customer service rep, kind of like you did when you guys call in, but usually I'll be available. But I want you to have direct access to me. So if you need help with anything, you guys want to change your hours, you want to run a promotion, maybe you've been running into certain clients that you don't want to deal with anymore, and we can kind of adjust the campaign to fit you better, that would all be something that you could touch base with me on. We'll make sure that we get it situated, okay?
Okay.
Brenda, Gracie, okay. And then I'm going to add Bill as the co-owner, and you're going to be the primary to the listing on Google. So you have final say on everything since the billing information ends up being in your name here. So you could start and stop it at your leisure. It's a month-to-month service. There's no contracts. It's just $2.99. There's no additional charges throughout the month, so you won't get any other fees, lead fees, click fees, call fees, anything like that. Okay, it's pretty straightforward, clean-cut system. Okay, we're also going to develop a .com website for you guys. So during the client interview, they're going to ask you some questions about the site to help us get that up and running. And then if you have any photos or anything like that that you would like to use, you can have you send those in. Or if there's a logo you want to use, you can send those in, and we could use that for the site. What's your phone number, like your cell phone?
My cell is 315.
Okay.
751.
Okay.
5199. 5199? Correct.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update here, and I'll send you these text messages here. So one of them is just going to be my contact information. I'll say, hi, this is John. And then the other one will be the email address for you to send in any photos or company logo that you want to use moving forward here in the future. All right.
Okay.
So there goes the first one, and here comes the second one. There you go.
Got it.
All right, perfect. And then what I want to do is I'm going to send you everything in writing, via email. I'm also going to send you the invoice receipt because marketing with Google is considered a tax write-off for the business. Did you want to or use your personal email, or did you have a business email address that you wanted to use for the profile?
Yeah. We'll use Bill.
Okay. So all right. I'm ready.
It's Bill Bracey, 444 at gmail.com.
I like that. 444 is a good number to see. Supposed to bring abundance and positivity to your life. Okay. There's a lot of... Yeah. No, there's really a big thing about 444. They say if you keep checking the time and you see a 444, it indicates that blessings are coming. So it's kind of interesting that that happened to be his email here while we're doing this. That's ironic. Okay. Eastern Standard Time update. Okay, and then Google's gonna send a postcard to you guys in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own the business, but this will make the company exist as a company on Google. I can go ahead and hide the address after the PIN verification process is completed, so that way people aren't getting turn-by-turn directions to your company or anything like that, or to your residence. But I do need a street address that I could send that postcard to. So what's the
The
business street address that I can mail that postcard to?
It is 13669.
Okay.
State Route 370.
Okay, I think I found it here. Red Creek, 13143?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. All right. And then what are your hours of operation for the business as you want them displayed?
I would say Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
8 to 5 p.m. Okay. And then Sunday closed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, and then your phone number is strictly just in case I need to get a hold of you. Okay, that's not going to be published anywhere. The listings will have Bill's number directly on it, so a lot of the clients would be calling him directly. I think that's how he wanted it set up, right?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, let me go ahead and submit. Okay, so I have the business profile created. I have your client interview confirmed, and they're going to send an email and a text reminder 1 hour prior, so you'll both get that text message around 5 o'clock tomorrow, about 1 hour before. If anything changes or pops up, I know how it is. You know, everybody I work with is a business owner. Just let me know, and then I can always reschedule the appointment for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I have the profile created. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It will be a Visa.
Okay. And you said it's under your name, so it says DeBrenda Bracey?
Correct. DeBrenda L. Bracey.
L. Okay. Let me make sure I put that middle initial in here. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending that Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Can I just ask one question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you said that a postcard's going to come in the mail with a PIN?
Yeah. So
what's
the PIN is
for?
Yes, it's a little 5-digit number on the back, and that's just Google verifying that you've received it, right? If we send the postcard there, and then you receive it, and then you give us the 5-digit number, we know that you're actually at that location. And they want to verify that you're there, so that way they know that the customers that you're advertising to are actually in an area where you can go out and help them.
Okay. And then I have, I have a few other questions. So, Bill, I know he's trying to get, so when somebody does a search, it comes up. But he also, you guys help with a website for him?
Yes, yes. We are building a dot com. So that's included in the package. So we're actually going to buy a URL. We're looking for BillBraceyMasonry.com. And then we're going to develop all the content. So meaning that we're going to upload everything. That's part of your client interview tomorrow. So they'll ask you about your company slogan, all the services that you provide. There's a gallery, a contact us profile they could fill out. So it's a full .com site. And we would actually attach that to your placement on Google. Because when you look up a masonry contractor on Google, there's a little icon there. It'll say website, and it has like a little globe or little picture of the world there. And if they click on it, it'll automatically take them to that site. So that way the customers have a reference point. You know, they can go in and see some work that Bill's done in the past and know that, hey, he's a quality guy. I can hire this guy, and he's going to get the job done.
And then you're going to get those photos to put on that website when I upload the photos at the photos@logosplash.com, right?
Exactly. We'll start out using generic photos that we have permission to use until we get photos from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. All right. Mm-hmm.
And then obviously if you don't have any right now, it's no big deal. We'll just get them as the new clients come in.
Oh, I got you, Monica. I'm his biggest fan.
Good. That's the way it should be.
Amazing. I mean, he really is very talented, and I mean, we've been kind of balancing this, but I'm like, you know, it's hard because it's not that my husband's not accomplished, because he certainly is, and mm-hmm. he's a very good provider, but the downfall with why we choose not to really go big is because you can't find people to help. You can't find good workers.
Right. Yeah.
So
quality
if,
work.
If you can't work and you give somebody, you know, everything is time sensitive for some people. They need it done by Friday and they're not kidding. And then you can't come in 2 days because you have nobody helping you. That makes my husband look bad. So I'm like, do you want to ruin what you've established for your name on your own solely?
He mentioned that. So we have review monitoring and reputation management. You and Bill have the right to refuse service to anyone. So just because the leads call you doesn't mean that you have to go out there and provide the service. And they're not allowed to write a review unless they're a verified customer. So they can't actually write something bad.
Oh, okay.
We have us back on that. And then obviously you're already kind of putting yourself in a position of quality over quantity, quality and quantity, but you want to hold your value. Right. So even though you're going through, you're going to have a lot of people calling in regards to the service, we absolutely want you guys to cherry pick what's going to be more profitable for the company and fit within a schedule, especially when it's you have a low amount of workers. Right. It's basically just him. So, you know, we want to make sure the jobs that he does take on and that he puts his time into are going to be profitable because, you know, it's a month-to-month service. The only way we're going to get him to and you to come back and use us each month is if you're seeing really good return on investment from it. So we encourage that.
Right.
And we also back him up with the review monitoring and making sure that his reputation looks as good as we could possibly get it to look at all times. So that way you guys can keep those customers coming in. We want that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's going to ensure
okay.
that you continue to use our services. Right.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, we haven't advertised in years, and he hasn't needed to because
he told me that
he gets reoccurring customers word of mouth. And that's something to be very, I mean, that's outstanding in today's world. When you can be busy, word of mouth, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But
it's
at this point, too.
Google is the modern day word of mouth. You know, it's because of everything that's been going on in the world, you know. Everything's kind of shifted to online. With setting up a service like this, we could put all his reputation out there, you know, and it starts a word of mouth chain. You know, people are asking Google, hey, Google, who's the best masonry contractor in the area? I need help with this. And Google's right there just telling them, hey, this guy is. You know, that's basically what we're doing. We're developing an online word of mouth chain for him. And then he can even go out there without even coming in contact with the customer, you know, and do the job. It definitely keeps everybody safe and still working.
Yep. Okay, cool. All right.
So
I think that, you've answered. He's excited. So I mean, he doesn't ask a lot of questions, though. He just calls me and says, I need $300. And I mean, and I was like, Oh, well.
I think he understands the value because on Google, the reason these spots are so valuable is there's only three contractors that'll show for, you know, a good 30-mile radius. So, you know, that's a huge opportunity.
Well, let me ask you this. How does he get bumped, though? So if you have, like, say in the next 3 months, you have three more masons sign up, does that automatically bump them down?
No. See, they won't sign up. We're partnered with Google, so we only call out when we have a listing available.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So we had the spot become available. He qualified for it, so they reached out to him with the opportunity now that we had the availability. If we don't have availability, it doesn't matter if people call in. You know, we just basically turn them down, and they can put themselves on a waiting list, but they basically would have to wait until somebody either discontinued their listing or relocated to another area before they'd have a spot available. I think that's why Bill kind of responded the way that he did. He was like, okay, well, I'm going to get it while I'm there.
Who's the one that found out? Okay, when you had an available listing come up, though, how did they know about my husband?
Right, the qualified candidates list is given to us by Google. So when the business gets submitted to Google through anything online would be submitting the business to Google or basically putting them under the radar. So when we had a spot become available, it was like, oh, masonry contractor in this area of New York. So Google automatically will do a scan, right, and they'll see who's up there, and then from there they'll look at any and all reviews that were developed, the length of time that they've been in business that they could find, if they've gone through background screenings to verify that they're actually trustworthy people that we could recommend to the community to let go, you know, into their property. And then once they've done that, then they will issue it to our call center here as their partner. So we're the premier Google partner, and then our guys will call out on it on a first-come, first-served basis until that spot fills. So he made it on just based off of those parameters.
Okay. So probably it was Home Advisor when he signed up with them.
It could have been. Yeah. I mean, it could have been anything that he submitted online where they can go in and actually verify, you know, who they were working with. So, I mean, Home Advisor could have been a huge stepping stone, absolutely, even though it might not have been the long-term solution for your business, because I know a lot of people don't really like that paper lead system. Those leads will go to, like, three or four people at a time. But, you know, at least it's a stepping stone. If it definitely puts you under the radar, if that's the only thing that you guys are submitted to, that's more than likely how they found you. Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, I mean, I support him. I mean, I just have to ask more questions because, one, it's a lot of money to just say, oh, yeah, because somebody called. He's like, yeah, the guy called me. I'm like, okay, what guy?
Oh,
like, really?
Yeah,
a little more
detail-oriented. Oh, don't worry. We're going to send every single thing in writing to you, actually, even before I get off this phone call. And then it's sent over to your email. It'll have the invoice receipt. So, you know, we provide full transparency. You know, if you guys have questions, comments, or concerns along the way that continue to pop up, I'm still just a phone call away. So don't feel bad about that. That's totally fine. We want to make sure that you're comfortable and that you guys understand what we're bringing to the table. I'll basically be holding you guys, I'll be holding your hand, so to speak, or walking you through the campaign to make sure that it's working until you guys are comfortable. And then once you're comfortable, you know, I'll let you take it from there. I won't bug you too much. But the initial setup process can be a little bit strenuous, you know, the first week or so. But once we have the website and everything built and we've, you know, made it to your liking, done the client interview, and we know what we're doing, then, you know, we can go ahead and let you guys just basically answer the phone and generate good reviews, which, you know, I'm sure you're more than capable of doing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, he's excited about it. So,
everyone is.
Well, we'll give it a shot.
Definitely something to be excited
about.
I'm happy. I'm happy about that. I was more happy I was able to bring the pricing down, because actually the cost of the campaign, I was telling Bill for, I don't know if you've heard of Masonry Services of New York or Pascal, concrete construction. You know, these guys, they're paying $4.99. So he's paying $2.99. I actually was able to shave off $200 off of what it normally costs each month, and I've locked in that rate. So as long as you're with us, you get that discount.
And I'm going to tell you a quick story. So we do know Pascals. Lifelong history with the Pascals.
Okay.
And they are good masons. Not going to knock them. But here's the difference. And this is what started, I think, Bill turning his head. You know, so my husband's not materialistic, and we don't live outside our means. You know, we're just, like, just trying to get through life. He likes to give a reasonable price for a job. So all summer long, last year and this year, people would call and say, I wanted an estimate on the chimney. So Pascal, who is a good mason, and actually Bob has called my husband and said, dude, come work with me. Just come work for me, because he needs a good mason. But Bill's like, nope, staying on my own. I'm getting by. I do fine. So with the estimates, though, they're about anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 higher than us.
Wow.
On estimates. Like, true story.
Wow.
But my husband, who's driving like a broke down freaking Chevy piece of crap, and he's like, I need a new truck, and I want a Duramax. And, you know, I'm like, okay, you don't make enough to support a $60,000 truck, number one. Number two, you don't need it. And number three, there's a reason they're driving $60,000 trucks, and that's because we know what they're bidding. And
right.
They're getting the job. I go, dude, you got to up your prices. He's still stuck 20 years ago being the reasonable local guy that does everybody a favor. And I said, well, honey, when you're not, you know, you got to up your...
You're shortchanging yourself at that point. Yeah. That's not... Well,
his mentality is changing, you know, saying, you know what,
Volume. The key is volume. When you have volume, it's okay to hold your price, right? Like with a system like this, it's okay for you guys to hold your price high. When you don't have the volume, you kind of have to take what you can get, you know? You don't want to lose an opportunity because you don't know if you'll get when the next one's coming, right? So... This will be nice. This will definitely change some things for you guys in a big way. You know, as long as, you know, you continue to just be yourselves, you know, I could already tell you guys are good people. If you just, continue to leave positive reviews, the spot's yours. Okay. I'm not going to, magically pop up one month and say, hey, you know, we're going another direction, right? The only time that would ever happen is if something really horrible continues to happen. And I just don't see that being the case. So, this should really change, not just, you know, the next couple months, but maybe even the next couple years. You know, a lot of the people who sign up for these campaigns on Google, they use them for as long as their companies are open. It's actually a vital portion of a lot of businesses to be able to be right under your customers' fingertips at the moment they need you. We live in a world of kind of instant gratification. I know if I want to get my chimney redone, I don't want to go spending $10,000 usually. So I'm already kind of upset I'm going to have to spend that kind of money. Last thing I want to do is spend days looking for somebody. You know, I'm going to give 10 seconds. I'm going to say, hey, look, you need to come out here and start working on this thing, get my money before I change my mind.
Yeah. At least solid days doing this. I mean, we'll go, like, we call it our date day. You know, we're like, all right, we're doing estimates all day Saturday. We get up, we're out of the house by 7 o'clock, we're on the road. And we just spend the day together. He's giving estimates. I'm writing it down. So we're keeping everything straight. I'm very organized. However, thank God. I mean, we're a good balance
for
each other.
He told me that.
Yeah.
He's like, I need to talk. I said, okay.
Yeah. I mean, we are. I do the books. I do all that part He's the worker. But like I keep telling him, you know, don't lose yourself. You know, you're the only mason. Remember that. We have laborers. I'm a really good laborer, but I also, I got 8 more years in before I can leave and go back to working with him again. So I'm trying to get to my retirement and with medical. That's the only reason I ever left working with him was because we had to have medical insurance. So I had to go get a freaking office, and I hate it.
Yeah. I have a business outside of here that I actually use the Google Ads for. It's a tree company, but I have a friend of mine and my father-in-law. They actually do the running around, so I'm the actual owner of it. But you know, I they always tell me that, like, oh, why didn't you just do this full time and jump into that? And I'm like, well, I'd be leaving behind a stream of income, but I'd also be leaving behind a ton of benefits that I've worked a long time in order to have, and I have two sons. Yeah, so it's, you know, I'd rather keep those benefits and have the side business, you know, and the extra income, you know, it gives you flexibility, so, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But it's nice because it takes care of my son's grandfather, too, my father-in-law, so that's always good.
Yeah. And I know, he's like, you should just quit. I'm like, I've been there 20 years. I go, oh my God, I have 8 years left to get to 55.
Yeah, that's me. I've been here 10 years. And I'm like, halfway there. It's kind of hard to quit.
Yeah. So, and actually, and it's like, I work with the, I have the New York State retirement, and we get like every paid holiday, whatever, you know,
yeah.
There's so many
perks
to it, but with our kids, and then like they can stay on your insurance till they're 26. I said to my husband, I said, you know what my insurance is, and it's union. I'm union too, and I said, we have to, a lot to be thankful for, and that's, we don't forget that, you know, we don't forget and think and get cocky and be like, yeah, we can do this. We're like, I'm like, no, I can't afford that. Like, I went to Home Depot to buy him the Milwaukee jacket today. I'm like, $199.
Shit, quality,
like, that'll
stuff,
go on
though.
Sale. I'll keep.
Yeah, Milwaukee's quality.
And I want him to, and he loved it, but I'm like, I'm not spending $199. It'll go on sale and be half that in 4 weeks. I can wait.
But no, you're smart. You're the voice of reason. Yeah, my lady is like that too, thank God. Voice of reason. The only time I don't listen to her is when I bought my car. I got a brand new 4Runner, and I was like, I definitely want this from me and the boys. If I need to take them somewhere, then, you know, we're good. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, we were tire shopping. They quoted me. I don't know what in the hell is happening to the market, but.
Oh, yeah.
Both of the
anything
quotes,
related to cars like 11, is spiked right now.
Insane.
It's crazy.
It was
like
$1,200. I need 4 winter tires. Mm-hmm. I said, not happening. I called my husband. I said, get on Facebook and find me tires. We just went and bought 4 brand new tires for $225.
Wow. Wow.
Which is why I have the money to pay for Google right now. So I had the money in my account for tires because he gave it to me. So I drained his account thinking I needed $1,000 for tires. And then I said, this is ridiculous. I said, there's got to be a better way. And we had to drive an hour to go get them yesterday. But I said, we're good. So here we are.
I was
he gives
it
me
too.
His money and I give it back.
Well, this is good. This will definitely put you guys in position to make a lot more money. You know, the cost of this is minuscule compared to, what it will bring in return. I mean, the first job we bring in should offset it for the next couple months.
Nice. All right. Yep. So when you're ready, I'll give you my card number now that you've answered all my questions and I feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm ready for you when you are.
All right. It is 4435.
4435. Okay, 8901. 0311.
4295. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year? Is
11/24. 11/24, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
625.
625. Okay, and then what I have to do is I have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording. This is just an added form of protection for you that we're going to send to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I walk you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, DeBrenda. Okay. You're on a recorded line. It says, Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Bill Bracey Masonry.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
D. Brenda Bracey. Labor.
And your labor. Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Bill Bracey Masonry today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And do you agree to be, disclose any additional online efforts while you're using our services? Basically, do you agree to let us know about anything else that you do online after today?
Yeah.
Okay. That's an important one. It sounds kind of a simple thing, but I don't want you guys to pay for something that you might already have through our services. So if you're not sure, just double check. I also don't want to have you duplicate any of those listings because it'll cause a discrepancy. Excuse me, in your account. So I have to go in there.
Can I ask a question? Like, he has Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Right? It's fine what you already have. We know what you guys are already using. We're not going to duplicate anything. We're going to go in there and fill the holes, right? But it's saying after today, right? After today, if somebody calls you, let's say you get a call from Yelp and you weren't sure. Let's say, obviously, you know now because I'm telling you, but we give you Yelp for free, right? So let's say you get a call from Yelp. Yelp's saying it's $200. You're going, okay, and you sign up for that. They'll take your $200. They won't tell you, hey, you already have one account. They'll create a second one, right? So now you have two of the same listing, which causes a discrepancy with Google. Google will tell us they'll fix that for you, and then you've paid again, right? So those are things you want to avoid. If you're not sure, just call in and, you know, I can verify for you so that way you're not paying for something that you already have or duplicating anything.
Got it.
Okay. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 11th of 2021, in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Service. So I've included the .com website for you as well as no additional charge. I've also waived the setup fees that are affiliated with the programming indefinitely. So as long as you're with us, you're going to get this rate. Now, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 11th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. It states that you are not binded to a contract, so you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support 3 days before the next billing is due as a courtesy. Either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
I do.
All right. So I'm going to process the first month's payment. When this payment clears, there should be – oh, that's actually going to forward the text over to – Bill, I believe. Let me see here.
Oh, it came to me.
Okay, perfect. So there should be one in there that'll say to Brenda, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email. Okay. There's a section there in that text. It'll say, please click here, and then it'll say to accept the subscription terms. So if you can go ahead and click on that link, if you want to put me on speaker, I want you to be able to see
that. Yeah, I got you on speaker.
Okay, perfect.
All right, that's the email. Thank you for choosing. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email. We have click here to accept the subscription. So Local Splash, like you're just like a independent contractor for Google?
Yeah, we're a partner. We're a Google partner, so we're actually partnered with them. We've been in business since 2004. Okay. So we're right next door to Google, actually. And their call is being recorded, by the way. All calls are.
All right.
Yep. stay overseas. So basically, Google has us as like the customer service department for the business owners that use their ads, their advertising. So they outsource that. And the goal, obviously, for us as their partner in our role is to make sure that the customers are satisfied. And their customers are business owners. And the business owners are also making sure their customers are satisfied, right? So it's kind of a chain reaction. But as long as you're happy and you're successful and you keep getting customers, then you'll keep using the Google ad, and that's how they make their money. They have hundreds of thousands of reoccurring revenue chains through business owners that continue to use their ads on Google, and we're helping them be successful with those ads.
Okay, cool. So how do I know if the MSS will charge me if the data rate applies?
Wait, who will charge you? So it's just telling you we don't charge you, but you may have an agreement already with your cell phone provider if you don't have like unlimited texting. So it's saying like if you're unlimited, then you don't have to worry about it. If you're on a plan that's not unlimited, you know, they're saying be weary of telling us, hey, we could text you because we'll send you text messages and you're going to get charged for those. But if you're on an unlimited plan, then you don't get charged no matter how many text messages are sent to your phone or that you send out. So that's just something we want to be mindful of. Yeah, if there's somebody who's getting charged for every text, we'd rather just call or send an email over so that way it's cost efficient for the business.
Yeah, and I don't like extra fees.
Me either. I do everything unlimited, month-to-month services. Those are the best, because if you're ever unhappy, you can fire them. Those people that want a contract out of me, oh, it's a one-year contract, and you know, you'll pay off your phone and this, that, I don't want anything to do with that. If I don't have the money, I don't buy it, and if it's something that we're going to work together on, it's going to be month-to-month, because if I'm not happy, I'm not going to keep working with you. I don't have to see you.
Don't charge me.
I'm out of here. Yeah, that's the best way to do things. Right, it keeps them honest, you know, make sure it's working for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at your local / username and password.
Okay, yeah. Don't worry about that. At the end of the client interview, they're going to send you a email with the username and password, and it'll also have a little YouTube video there that you guys can watch. It'll show you how to use it. But it's really cool because it allows us to show you every customer that we're getting for you. We can also request reviews after he finishes jobs, so that way we know everything's going smoothly. So we'll show you how to use that. But right now, the things that I just want you guys to focus on that are most important in getting you set up this week is going to be the client interview tomorrow between 6 and 7. And then Google's mailing out that postcard today, so you should receive it between Wednesday and Friday this week. When you get that, don't mistake it for junk mail. It says Google on it, big colorful letters, but there's a 5-digit number on the back that we're going to need from you just to verify location, and then we can go ahead and post you. So between now and then, we'll do the client interview, get the website up and running, and then we'll go live with the campaign at the end of the week here.
Sweet. Yeah, and I'll be off Thursday, Friday, so I'm working. I got to use up vacation time, so this will work out really awesome.
I'm saving mine towards the end of the year here. I'm thinking the last 3 months, or 3 months, 3 weeks of December, I'm going to go hang out with the kids, and I'll come back around the beginning of the next year. Enjoy the holidays.
Well, actually, Bill's having surgery Thursday, so I'm like, I better take Friday just in case he's not feeling up to par. But,
what's he having surgery?
It's just a couple. He's got that trigger finger, like his finger lock.
It's stuck.
So he's got to get that.
Yeah, I probably tore
so
a tendon
it should
in
be
there.
A quick recovery.
Yeah, no, those are pretty quick. Yeah, I did actually. When I was young, it happened to me. I used to play football when I was young, and I had a hit where I kind of like slid over the guy, and it bent my finger back to where my middle finger basically touched my wrist, like all the way back.
Ooh.
And it was really bad. and it tore basically everything in there to where I couldn't move the finger, and it was all bent in an awkward position. So I have a nice big scar down. It's weird. They cut open like the side of the finger rather than in like the palm of the hand. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
So they cut it open, and then I was awake when they opened it up. They did the numbing instead of like knocking you out with anesthesia. So they just kind of numbed it, and when they opened it up, it was weird because I could see my bones. Like my bones were the whitest thing I've ever seen. they were just like milk, but even brighter. It was just so white, and then the blood just started gushing out. But I never forget that image. I couldn't believe it. It was almost like they were peeling the bread off of a hot dog or a corn dog. You know, they just opened it up like that, and then there's just a couple of strings in there in your tendons. You know, and then it's weird because the way they put them together. But you know, it's been pretty much fine ever since. That was over 10 years ago, so I haven't had any real issues with it. I've had to get stuck a couple times in the cold weather, but that's about it. Kind of funny when it happens, but yeah.
He needs his hands and his block, like, it's bad. He's put it off, but.
Well, that's our livelihood. I work on a keyboard, so, you know, that was kind of interesting going through college and everything, too, where it was like, okay, sometimes I go to, like, I tell it to hit a certain button and it just doesn't work, so I gotta use the finger next to it.
But the left hand dad, you know, I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like a lot of typos in the beginning, I had to start paying attention to that. I'm like, oh, thought it clicked that, but it didn't work. So, all right. Well, I got your account set up. They're flagging me down. I got a client calling in. But you know, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't stress out ever. You know, I'm a phone call away. Just pick up the phone. Give me a shout. I'd love to hear from you guys anyway, but I also, like I said, I'm going to walk you through it, make sure everything's working for you.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for, you know, doing this part so that he could stay working, because he was like, I don't know what to do, and I'm like, just let me three-way call him. It'll be easier. And then he doesn't have to stress out. So, perfect. Thanks so much for your time, John.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow between 6 and 7 for that client interview, okay?
All right. Thanks so much. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Brenda. Bye-bye.